Hey guys, Chris Webb. Welcome to today's episode. The quality of life is the quality of our relationships. Have you heard that before? The quality of our life is the quality of our relationships. So I'm going to ask you a question. Before I do, do you guys know that depending on what app you're listening on, there might be a speed adjustment? And I say this because when I listen to podcasts or audibles, I will adjust the speed to what fits me better at the time, right? Do I need to speed it up, slow it down, whatever I need to do, I do that. So just a reminder on that. I'm going to ask you a question. Would you be friends with someone who you didn't trust, you didn't respect, and who judges you constantly? And it sounds like an easy question to answer, maybe for some, but maybe for others, you might have to think about that for a second. So truly think about that. And we're going to dive into it. Would you be friends with someone you didn't trust, didn't respect, and who judges you constantly? Think about that. I'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. So let's kind of dive into that question a little bit more. And what exactly it means. So would you be friends with someone you didn't trust, respect, or who judges you constantly? So let's just talk about trust, for example. I think we all kind of have our ideas about trust, but let's look at it in a way of trust being breaking promises, right? So let's say somebody said to you, hey man, I'm going to meet you at a certain time, or let's get together, or let's go do this together. Or they're constantly saying, hey, I'm going to do this in my life, and hey, watch me now. And they don't. And they don't. So if somebody was constantly saying, hey, let's go meet up, and then blowing you off, or hey, I'm going to go do this, and then never doing it, what would happen over time with your relationship with that person? With you would lose trust, right? I would think that you would lose trust. So looking at it from that perspective, breaking promises is huge, right? And then what about respect? And so in this question that I'm asking, would you be friends with someone you didn't trust, respect, and who judges you constantly? Let's look at respect as low self standards. Would you be friends with somebody who did not set a high standard for themselves? It was low. Didn't take care of themselves. And that could be physically, mentally, emotionally, right? They don't have high standards for themselves. And then what about judges? Judges you constantly. And we all know kind of what you mean what that is. It's just beating you down verbally, right? The verbal beat down. So would you be friends with somebody who was constantly breaking promises to you, had a low self-standards, and gave you a verbal beatdown constantly? Would you be friends with that person? It seems like the answer would be no, right? It seems like the answer would be no. So I want to ask you this. Are you friends with yourself? Are you friends with yourself? Let's look at that question again. Would you be friends with someone you didn't trust, respect, and who judges you constantly? Let's look at trust. Let's look at this relationship with ourselves. Remember, the quality of our life is the quality of our relationships. And the relationship with ourself is number one. It's number one. I really, truly believe to my core that poor self relationships is the cause of so much regret in life. because that holds us back from doing the things that we want to do. The poor relationship with ourselves. So let me ask you this. When it comes to trust, do you keep promises to yourself or do you break promises to yourself? I'm going to lose the 10 pounds. Do you do it? I'm going to work on whatever it is, right? I mean, there's so many things going into my head right now, whether it's fitness, relationships, finances. I'm going to start having date night with my wife. Okay. I'm going to start this side hustle and I'm going to learn something every single day from it. Okay. Are you showing up? Are you keeping those promises? Or do you have the tendency to break promises to yourself? What about respect? And look at guys, this isn't a beatdown. This is awareness. This is part of growth. This is part of development. This is what we all have to do to move forward. We all have to go through this. So let's look at it. Do we trust ourselves? Are we keeping our promises to ourselves? Do we have a high level of self-respect? Are our standards low or high? Do we take care of ourselves? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Do we have a high standards for our lives? Or are they low? And then the worst one, the strongest one, the biggest one, self-judgment, negative self-talk. I can't do this. I can't do that. I've never been able to do this. I've never been able to do that. That's good for those people, not for me. I'll never be able to do this. I'll never be able to do that. Why do I keep fucking up? Why does this always happen to me? Anyone relate to any of that stuff? Negative self-talk. It's the most powerful thing that holds people back. So if you answered the first question thinking about other people, would you be friends with someone that you didn't trust, respect, and who judges you constantly? Your answer would be a clear hell no. Now look at it from the other perspective. Are you friends with yourself? Do you have a good relationship with yourself? I think the number one priority in regards to a level of importance of achievement is our relationship with ourselves. So this can be broken down and has been broken down, and it could be lengthy, it can get detailed, it can get all of that. But right now on this podcast, I just wanted to create that awareness. There's so many times that we look at relationships outside of our own relationship with ourselves and say, no, fuck no, I would never be friends with this person. I don't want to be surrounded by that person. They don't, you know, they're constantly breaking promises. They have a low set of standards. They're constantly talking negative about everybody. But yet, who do we spend the most time with in life? Ourselves. So in order to create that positive relationship with ourselves, those are the things that we need to work on. So the answers to those questions and the work in those questions is not this podcast, but maybe in future ones. Also, if you want to direct message me, I will shoot you over some information on somebody actually that just broke down a lot of this for me. And I can shoot you a replay of the Zoom call. I'm sure it would help. And I hope that there's some value in this. I know it's a little bit tricky asking that question and then flipping it on yourself, but sometimes we have to do that. Change in perspective, creating awareness. The more we can create awareness in our lives of what is going on in our brain, the more growth we're gonna have. The more growth we're gonna have, the more achievement we're gonna have in life, the more clarity we're gonna have in life. And I hope that helps. And if you guys find any value out of this at all, please screenshot this. And if you want to put it on your social media and tag me in it, then I will make sure that I give you a huge shout out on my social media, and you'll be entered into a weekly drawing for some cool shit. Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you for all of your support that you've given me through these podcasts. We'll talk soon.